We're from another country. Getting used to the way that the business are structured and very different from back home.
Yeah. And home for you is Costa Rica. And your first deal was in Costa Rica.
Our very first rental SA, having that good relationship with the landlord, ended up getting us like 5 of them, of the 13 that we have.
Wow. I didn't know that. I knew the Help to Buy was a scam. I didn't know it was that much of a communistic scam that says, how much is your property business making a year?
330,000.
You know, that's more than £250,000. It sounds better when you say that.
Yeah.
But actually, with property, there's so many different strategies. You just got to figure them out, find out what's best for you.
I've noticed the more value you give to others, the more money you get back.
You can see all the free videos that you like on YouTube, but you will never learn what you need to learn until you actually pay for property. Education.
Firstly, congrats on your huge success.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Did
so
you expect that you would be turning over so much money when you first got started in this business?
No.
I don't think so.
No, not at all.
And you got off to a proper rocky start.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was rough at the beginning. I think we were very excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
So we did try hard. But I think we just needed to develop the skills. So it just meant that at the beginning, we needed to just try until mm-hmm. we kept getting better.
And also getting used to we're from another country. So getting used to everything here, the culture, the way that the business are structured and things like that is very different from back home.
Right.
So getting used to that as well. Yeah.
And home for you is Costa Rica.
Costa Rica. Yeah.
And your first deal was in Costa Rica.
Yes, it was.
The strategies that we teach are not just UK, they are worldwide.
Yeah.
That's true. That's completely true.
Yeah. So talk to me about the first deal then that you did in Costa Rica.
So it's a commercial shop. Mm-hmm. It's near the beach.
Yeah.
So basically we found a place that we felt was undervalued. So mm-hmm. we negotiated with the seller to buy it cheaper. And then we use a leverage to use only debt. And basically the rent is paid completely. So mm-hmm. basically no money down deal at the end.
And we got the idea after watching some videos. And at the end, even though the profit is not that high because the rent is not that high, it has been completely infinite return.
Yeah.
Because we didn't use any of our money. So
exactly.
That's
good. Yeah. And is it passive as well?
Very passive.
Very passive.
I think from everything passive. That we have, that's the most passive of all.
Yeah.
The most thing that we had to do was change the aircon one time.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. And that, what is it then? Who are your tenants?
A Colombian guy that sells and repairs cell phones.
Right.
So it's just a little shop.
Yeah, he's been there since the beginning. So
nice.
A couple of years.
No money down deal. So who financed that? Was that the bank or was it an individual? Was it a private investor?
Yeah, with bank and some loan. But
So you got a mortgage on it.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. then you got a personal loan, but you make a profit after all your...
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Because it wasn't a much different. So there. And we knew that both were going to be paid completely with the rent. So
nice. So and then you started doing stuff in the UK.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Because we were here most of the time. So we started... first we went for one of your £1 course because we've been following you for a while and we've always wanted to just go to the live course. But we thought we had to wait until we pay the Help to Buy, which is a funny story. We bought our house using the Help to Buy equity loan. But then we realized we were going to buy some buy-to-lets. We realized we couldn't buy a second property when you have the Help to Buy.
No.
You have to pay first.
I didn't
know that. Okay.
I knew the Help to Buy was a scam.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was that much of
a scam.
Communistic scam that says if you're with us, you can't even own another property.
Yeah.
Their idea is that if you have money to buy a second property, you should pay them first.
Yeah.
So you have to pay first the government to help to buy equity loan before buying a second property.
It's a scam.
Yeah.
So it is kind of a scam.
Well,
yeah.
Do you know why it's a scam? It's all right.
Yeah.
You'll know more than anyone.
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong because you've done it. I've never done it. But from my research, Help to Buy, they don't gift you the money. They loan you the money.
Yeah.
So that's the first thing. Secondly, you have to live in the house.
Yes. Yeah.
So if you live in the house, it's not an asset.
Yeah.
Because you're not making any cash flow. Yeah. Your property in Costa Rica is an asset because it's giving you cash flow.
Yeah. Yeah.
The third thing is, it only applies generally to new build houses, which means that we all know that when you buy a new build house, it's inflated.
Mm-hmm.
So you buy it and it usually drops, which means you're in negative equity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then the fourth reason that I didn't even know is that you can't be a property investor at the same time until you've paid the back.
Yeah.
So
it
probably trapped you into this
Yeah.
work hard, be in a job forever.
Yeah. Exactly.
Damn!
Yeah. Actually, we delayed going to your course because of it.
But at the end, we lost time because if we knew that we could, like, if we knew all the strategies that you teach, we could have gone sooner and just do rent-to-rents. Right. That would be fine.
Yes.
Yeah. For example. So, yeah. So we paid a price of not going before.
Yeah, the knowledge gap.
Yeah.
We paid a price for that because
right.
We
thought, interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Because we waited like, a year. Okay, now we can refinance and all that. And then, okay, let's go to the course and then go to the first course. And it's like, we could have been here a year ago.
Yeah. Yes. That's another thing that's interesting. A lot of people that are like in, maybe they have a bad credit mm-hmm. and they think, oh, I need to get this sorted before. Yeah. Or maybe they are Muslim. And they think, mm-hmm. I can't use debt. But actually, with property, there's so many strategies. There's deal sourcing, there's rent-to-rent, service to accommodation, planning gain,
yeah. Yeah.
developments, there's yeah. just commercial, there's so many different strategies. Yeah. Yeah. You yeah. just gotta figure them out, find out what's best for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
How much is your property business making now a year?
330,000.
Fist bump. Fist bump. 330. You know that's more than £250,000. It sounds better when you say it like that.
Yes.
Corporate has turnover.
Yeah. Yes.
Wow. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You should do more this year because, you know, that's taking a time.
Don't poo poo it. Yeah, we'll do more though. I know it's a bit shit, you know, only £330,000. What do you expect they will do this year?
So based on the properties we have right now, it should be more like 420, 440 something.
We need to get that to $500,000, man.
Yeah. That'll be very exciting.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. How many properties is that?
That comes from 13 rent to SAs that we have. And also we have our property staging business. And yeah, maybe some deal selling. But yeah, basically, most of it comes from the rent to SAs.
And you're an architect by background.
Yeah, background.
That's, so staging child properties is easy for you.
Yeah.
It's like child's play. But it's not easy, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So,
it definitely does.
No.
Like, it's more about the time. You need to do it quick. It's fast. Like, you need to be cost effective. It's not like just pay whatever you want for them. Like, you need to think about return of every item. So
I remember when I was about 17 years old, 18 years old, that sort of age. And I had got a property and I got it ready set up. The builders said that they'll be completely finished by the end of May. Mm-hmm. So I thought, cool, I'll advertise it ready from the 1st of June.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, builders always go over and they're a pain. I had to really chase them. And then I had about 3 days to furnish it.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to IKEA and I got all the stuff. And then I'm like, holy moly, I need a flat pack this. I was up until like 4 a.m. for a week, every night, like working at 16 hours, flat packing. Oh my
goodness.
Goodness.
Yeah. Our first like couple of properties that we stage, we did it like that. Like we got the flat pack, thought it's not worth it, the money that we're getting for it. Like
time.
So now,
money.
We have everything more systemized. We have contacts in the area. Yeah. Right now it's only in Northeast that they supply the furniture and they do all the assembly and everything.
Right.
And that's so much easier.
And you sort of oversee it.
Yes.
They do the actual flat packing side of things or whatever it is.
Exactly.
And then you make it look really pretty and stage it.
Yeah.
Who are you selling that to? How are you finding these people? Who are they?
Mostly investors that are coming to the North to refurb HMOs. So most of them, I think all of them have been HMOs.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them are coming through our partner, Luis. He helps us out in bringing the investors in, and then we just sell them like the staging package.
Nice.
So that's
your only involvement with these investors, just to stage their properties?
Yeah, basically.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. And what percentage of your turnover would you say is the furniture and dressing side of it?
Well, they'll be on top of the 330, so...
Oh, on top?
Yes.
We can definitely get to $500,000 then. That's not even included.
No, this is newer. So I think we've done like four.
Okay, so it's like a newer.
It's quite a new.
Yeah, but turnover, I think on that one was like
11,000. Last month was 11,000.
So,
do you guys just have the Midas touch when it comes to money? I watched the Arnold Schwarzenegger documentary recently, and it was like, everything he does just turns to gold. Honestly, like he became a Mr. Olympian. Mm. Then he got to Hollywood and became a famous actor. And then you know what he said? He just slipped out. He's like, oh, before I got into Hollywood, I just got a property mentor and did a few property deals and became a millionaire. What? And it's the same way when you just slip out. Oh, yeah, we did 11 grand last month. That's on an extra bit. We didn't even include. How are you so successful? What's the key to your success in property?
We are in a rush to get to a place. And that place is having the freedom, not only in passive income, but also in time, to be able to go as much as we can to our Costa Rican family every now and then. So that's like our goal. We want to be able to go there 3 months, see our family, come back, and we don't have to worry about a job. Also, we're always trying to see how to systemize it, how to make it passive, so it doesn't depend on us. Even if it means making a little bit less profit. But if we completely hands off, that's totally worth it.
Yeah. Also, I think I've learned how important it is just to help people. People pay you for helping them. It's just instead of, like, it's hard, but start thinking about you and just, I've noticed that if you just help people and it's just a way of generating more money towards you, but you just focus on that. Mm-hmm. It's a hard mind game because you're worried about yourself, but I've noticed the more value you give to others, the more money you get back.
Yeah.
But of course, it's finding the techniques of what you to do and how ways to do it. And that's part of what we've learned. But, you know, that's, it's just a process, and I feel the more we feel we help someone, I feel the more we're getting 100%. Back, and we'll find like more places and more ways we can do it. Of course, from you, we learn about systemizing, so it doesn't take so much of our time. So we wouldn't be able to do staging if we didn't know how to systemize the rent-to-rent and vice versa. So I think also we have more time and more time each time to do other things. So that also I think helps. If not, we will be trapped in just one thing.
I'm actually reading a book at the moment called Working Backwards. And it's about Amazon. So it's a lot of it is about Jeff Bezos. Mm-hmm. And it's about how Amazon run their business. And it's working backwards. It starts with, what do customers want?
Mm-hmm.
You know, same as just Steve Jobs. I've studied Steve Jobs quite a lot. And it's like, he'd be like, right, this is what the customers want. Yeah. This is how they want to look. This is how they want to feel.
Yeah.
So it starts with, how can I give people what they want? So like what you said about helping people.
Yeah.
And when you give enough people what they want, then in return, you get what you want, you know?
Yeah.
And as Albert Einstein said, don't try and be successful, try and be valuable.
Yes. Yeah.
And in the same way, when you're doing your property business, your rent to rent, it's like, what do our guests want? How do they want this place staged? Do they want a desk? What's the demographic? What do they want? What do the investors want? What are they looking for? And when you're thinking about it, it's actually, it's a very noble thing to get rich. Because in getting rich, you're basically giving lots of people what they want. When you're selfless, you get rich.
Actually, that's something I've learned through you and you know, the academy. Like, you've said it several times. It takes a while for you to realize, but then you're like, I don't have money because I'm not helping enough people. And then in the rent to essays, like our essays, when they were not doing that great, it's like, we improve. We're helping them. Now they're doing better. So we're doing better. So it's just hard to give when you don't have. Because it's just like delayed.
And in that sense, also with the landlord side of things, with the rent to rent, for example, we've noticed that like the good relationship that you have with the landlords, they just give you more property. So for example, we have an example of our very first rent to SA. At the end, having that good relationship with the landlord ended up like getting us like 5 of them of the 13 that we have.
Wow.
They're not all from him, but he refers, I think it was his niece that had another property.
Damn.
And then they also had like a friend that had a property nearby. He refers to us.
Right.
So keeping, like, giving a good service and adding value to the landlords as well is very important.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the thing is as well, with rent to rent, a lot of people will watch my YouTube videos and they'll see how profitable rent to rent can be. They'll see you making over £250,000 in rent to rent. And then they think, I want a rent to rent. How do I get a landlord to give me a rent to rent? How do I convince and persuade a landlord? Wrong mentality. The question is, how can I make my offer so irresistibly attractive to the landlords and to the agents that they want to give me their properties? What's in it for them? Work backwards.
Yeah, and that's something we learn. And actually, people ask us, do you know any recommendations? It's just listen to the landlord. Like, just go and, it's not about going talking. It's about going and listening. And they'll tell you what they need. They'll tell you, I'm just tired of just people coming in. I don't know. They just ruined my my kitchen. I have to replace it. So, that's what they need. That's what I can help them with. Okay, be sure.
Constant maintenance.
Yeah, be sure everything's going to be clean, be nice, going to return.
I love that. And that's why there's no one magic script.
Yeah.
It's about listening, asking questions, and then learning to listen to what they want, and then putting together an offer or proposal that is good for them.
Yeah, exactly. That satisfies their needs.
We try not to talk at the beginning and then just ask questions. And after they just told us everything they need, that's when we start talking. Because, now you know, we know what you need. So now let's talk about how we solve it.
Interesting as well is that we talk about the Midas touch, and it appears someone could watch this and just think, this couple have just got it all figured out. Everything they touch is successful and prosperous. But it hasn't always been that way.
No.
Talk to us about the beginning.
Well, first we came to the academy and we thought that we wanted to do BRRs. Because Melvin's our architect. He has always loved development. My parents have built apartments back in Costa Rica. So I always like, development or BRR, like something that we fancy. But then we realized that we what we really needed was a cash flow. And then when we decided Rent2SA, it was really hard. It took us like 2 full months of really, really trying, calling, doing viewings, and getting a lot of rejections. Yeah. 100+ rejections probably. We had like a spreadsheet, yeah. Everything red every time they say no. So it was very hard time.
Yeah, we had a spreadsheet where like you change like if it's which stage of the lead was it?
Yeah.
And you put it red when they rejected us. Yes. We were working full time at the time, so it had to be weekends or late at night.
Mm-hmm. And were you living in the UK at this point?
Yes.
So you were doing architect and marketing.
At the time, after graduating from architecture, I started a marketing company. So I was working on there, like, but as an employee. Basically, I just created my own job.
Oh, right. I see. I was thinking, And that's an interesting point as well. Like, talking about systemization, a lot of people that think they have their own business, they actually have their own job.
Yes.
And they get paid less often. I'm not saying you were, but a lot of self-employed people or business owners get paid less than the minimum wage when you take all of their costs off and they're actually what they're left with is often peanuts. And they're working like slaves.
And then after the a lot of no's and the rejections.
Yes.
We finally got our first one. It was performing a bit badly. And then we went to a mastermind on a Monday. And then we heard some stories. I think it was Priscilla and her husband. They joined really similar to us in time-wise. And they had like...
one when we met. And by that time, they were almost like on 10 grand a month or something like that.
Yes.
They were doing really well. And we were just with one.
Mm-hmm.
And
it was not... was losing money.
So we were like... basically. We know we have to blame ourselves for the success. No one else. So we're like, what are we doing wrong?
And
like,
we were really, really down after that call. Sometimes the masterminds lifts you up. Sometimes they... just
that's interesting. Yeah.
But you need that.
Yeah.
Why do you need that?
I think you need that just to get your shit together.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because I have had some people say that to me. They've said it demotivates me because I see everybody else succeeding. Because there's a lot of people succeeding pretty big. And it makes me feel bad. It reminds me of when I was training for my boxing fight. Mm. And sometimes I'd go sparring and everyone would be kicking my ass. Mm-hmm. And I'd be like, I want to quit this is such, but you have to go through that because it raises the standard. The reason you felt crappy about yourselves was because you could see Priscilla and other people winning and you're we need to be there, and it angers you and it's like but that actually is what gives you the fire to get better.
Because there's no excuses, like that's what helps. It's like you could be there because you know you get access to the same knowledge. Who's then to blame? If you have the same knowledge, it's us. Like, we need to get better. So,
what have you learned from that? What do you do differently now? Was it your fault? Was it laziness, or was it that you just, it's probably not laziness because you made 100 calls? What was it?
Okay, so the problem was that at the beginning we thought we need to hire a property manager. So we had this company; he was managing it, but it's not the same as when you manage it.
Yeah,
not completely.
I think we took more control. Okay, we need to make it work. It's not going to depend on someone else.
So you just completely outsourced the management of it and just assumed that they'd do a great job.
Yes.
But they don't give a monkeys because it's not their business.
Exactly. Yeah. And they'll just get their 15, 20%. So it's not the same. So we just took full control of the property. And it's not that hard. People, like, it is hard. But one, it's fine. You should be fine with one. You can do it in your extra time. Because we were working full time. So since the beginning, we always tried to have everything very systemized. We started researching pricing-wise in the area, what to change.
And like, for example, we learned about PriceLab, like more dynamic pricing, something we didn't have. Also, Open Rent, we actually got like a 6 months relocator.
Yeah.
Just by being more proactive on it. And then that just basically meant that was safe for 6 months. Let's go for the next one.
One of the things that I often say, and I'm sure you've probably heard me say many times, is that in business and in life, you always have problems.
Yeah.
And to begin with, it might be, I've got the help to buy that's stopping me. Then it's, I want to join the academy. But it's a big investment. I'm on the academy. I've got access to all the mentoring training, but I'm struggling to get my first deal. Then it's, I got my first deal, but I'm struggling to rent it out. Okay, now I've got multiple deals. Yeah. What's your biggest problem today?
Scaling without overwhelming ourselves. And then that's like, it's always like I think you get at a point where it's like you systemize, go back, improve. And then we're thinking now, how do we keep growing here while also don't miss on our family? Like, it's been a lot, we've been here like 8 years. So I think it's a long time away and we want to start going back. So how can we keep growing, scaling?
Mm-hmm. So I guess it's a case of continuing to grow and scale at the speed and the volume you have been doing, mm-hmm. but also almost systemizing the scaling, scalability.
Exactly.
Of it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, also, I remember at the Accelerated Coaching Performance Program where we spent a couple of days together, maybe a few months ago now, and I said to you about diversifying as well.
Ah, yes. Yes. Exactly. That's the other challenge, I agree.
Yeah. How are you doing that? Because I said to you, you're making a load of money. Most mm-hmm. of it is coming from serviced accommodation.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The rules might change.
Yeah, you never know. Yeah.
You know, or the market might change.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So how are you ensuring you've got your commercial property, which is awesome, but it's not giving you a load of cash flow,
mm-hmm.
but it's great.
Yeah.
But how are you diversifying your portfolio to ensure that the table stands on multiple legs?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I think the next project is the development that we are planning in Costa Rica right now.
Have you got one lined up?
Yes, we're like in process of making the floor plans and going through planning.
I'd love to come and see it.
Yeah. You're
I'd love to come and see it.
Yeah. Once it starts.
Once you got that, let me know. I'll come out and let's do a video there.
Yeah,
and, that'll be amazing.
No, but I know you love the beach, so
right,
one of the best ones. So
yeah.
Definitely enjoy it.
Yeah. So what is this project then that you're in the process of securing right now? Mm-hmm.
There's two plots, let's say, of land where we are negotiating it with that. Well, we already negotiated with the landlady and she would put in the land and we will just get the finance to build four apartments, two in each of the plots, one above the other.
So just to understand,
mm-hmm.
so it's a piece of land.
Yeah.
The lady will almost joint venture with you by giving you the land for free, but you will then build mm-hmm. four apartments and then you will then give her a percentage of the profit.
She will keep a couple of the points.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and you will keep two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What a great concept.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
What are the numbers?
Each land is like 60,000 and then construction for
each land or each apartment?
Each plot of land is worth like around 60,000.
Right, yeah.
Uh-huh. Each. And then each apartment is going to cost around 80,000
to build.
Mm-hmm. And then at the end, each apartment is going to be worth 150.
Nice. Mm-hmm. How are you financing the build cost?
Through the bank.
So how much money will you have to put in?
Yes. So roughly about 100, but maybe less.
Okay. And how much will you make on that deal?
So
once we refinance.
Or you pull all your money out?
Just to pull the money out.
So you'll put about 100 grand in yourself. Mm-hmm. The rest you'll get from the bank. The land is going to be going out. So you'll put in about £100,000 cash in.
Mm-hmm.
But then at the end, you'll pull it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you'll be left with some apartment that you'll rent out.
Yeah, it could be even less. I think it might be like 60,000. We have to win 75.
That's
to be honest. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
And is it close to the beach?
No, that one's in the capital, San Jose.
Yeah.
And the good thing about that as well is it's totally diversified because it's a different strategy and it's mm-hmm. in a different country.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It means that if England goes kaput, you got Costa Rica.
At least,
It's nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's really nice.
Yeah. We want to start building in both a little bit.
Yeah.
Like having in both countries.
What was the biggest moment for you where you were like, oh my gosh, this is actually working?
Probably when we both thought like, wow, all the effort is paying off.
Yeah.
Was last month because we got like 20 grand profit from the
rent to SAs.
Yeah. After, because first it was reinvesting, and then
right.
we thought, okay, let's focus on improving them. Mm-hmm. And then I feel like last month, everything just paid off. And it's like, okay, all the work you've been mm-hmm. doing.
Yeah.
It's actually paying off.
That's like life changing money.
Yeah. And also it's been very interesting because we've been reinvesting all of the profits. That means that between all of us, like the four partners in the rent-to-rent, at the beginning, we only had to, like the only cash that we had to put in was like £5,000 each. Yeah,
that's all.
That's how much
that's,
you put
that's
in.
That's how much have we put in for the rent-to-rent. That's it, for the 13.
Wow. Yeah. That's so incredible. That's what a story.
Yeah. Actually, we invested more in knowledge than in...
You're right. That's good.
Which is awesome because if we hadn't, I think we would have paid, like 40
more.
Grand. Or 80 grand for two like buy to lets that gave us like 300, 600
pounds. And I love the idea of building a development business in Costa Rica and really diversifying like crazy. For you, I think the biggest thing now is training a team, getting some staff in the UK, like maybe an MD or something in mm-hmm. the UK.
Mm-hmm.
I think that'd be huge.
Yeah.
Wow. Inspiring, guys. Mm-hmm. Inspiring. What's been the biggest lesson then over the last kind of year or so?
Educate yourself even though you think you're not ready for it. Just go, pay for courses, join the academy if you have to. You can see all the free videos that you like on YouTube, but you will never learn what you need to learn until you actually pay for proper education.
And that's no shade on YouTube or anything. It's like, no. I've said this before, it's like if you want to learn any industry, if you want to learn to be a pilot, you don't learn from YouTube. No. YouTube will give you an overview understanding. Yeah. I'm trying to learn paragliding at the moment. I love paragliding. And I watched a few YouTube videos, it gave me an idea. I'm like, okay, I get the basics. But you actually need to go and do it.
Pay an instructor.
And you need an instructor. Well, otherwise you'll die. And in property, you'll die financially. You know, so yeah, it makes sense.
Like watching your videos is why we got like the commercial shop and we got like no money down. But thanks for the academy is that we got the success that we have right now. So it just gets exponential. It's just that I remember one of our first courses, you go thinking everything is black and white on property. And I came out and Chris, I told him like, everything is like gray colors. And he's like, it's color, man. So it just meant for me that there's so many things, so many ways. You can be so creative. And that's what I think opened my mind by going like to the courses and learning from you and Chris and everyone from the academy.
The mentors.
It's just that opens your mind. It's just that's what's so exciting. It's like now you can do whatever you want. You just mix this with that, like lease option with essays, with BRRs. And it's just so many options that you couldn't see before. And I think that was probably one of the biggest lessons.
Well, guys, thank you for coming on the show. Have yourself a wonderful afternoon. And I'm here anytime, man. Let me know how you get on with that Costa Rica deal. Let's make something happen.
Yeah, definitely.
And thanks for coming on once again and inspiring the YouTube fans.
No, thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you for having us.